Part 2, Chapter 3, The Pupil's Vocation, Sanctification. We read in the first epistle of Peter, "Therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and set your hope fully upon the grace that is brought you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not in conformity with the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. You being born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God, put away all malice, all guile, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. You also become a living stone, built in unity into a spiritual house, into a holy priesthood." We place these words before you because they contain a reflection of all that we have spoken of in the previous chapter. From this, it is quite evident of what a pupil in the rational moral state of consciousness is capable. He is fully able to gird up the loins of his mind in the sense of the gnosis. You will understand this metaphorical language. Girding up the upper garment is necessary in the East, not to be hindered when working. As the spiritual school first directs itself with its radiation power to your mind, the Epistle of Peter means that this touch will enable you to begin an immediate new activity. As you know, the rational touch accomplishes in you a moral emotion. In this regard, an advice is given to you. Man, in the process of the moral emotion, is often moved and nervous, emotionally seized in such a way that no concrete results can be achieved by the touch of the light. There is a flood of tears, an intense feeling of guilt, and a number of resolutions which vie with each other. This emotion soon passes, and there are again so many aspects of common life asking for one's attention that the real harvest from the first touch proves to be impossible. Then the mystic emotion makes the sternum insensitive to the second touch, and so no blessing occurs. Therefore it is said, gird up the loins of your mind, be intelligent, ready for immediate activity. When the rational touch takes place and you have entirely opened yourself to it, receive the moral emotion with soberness. Do not let yourself be conquered by emotion, for then you have no control over yourself. Let the process work through in you with great calm and understanding, full of a joyful hope, as now the glorious mercy stream of the gnosis can be breathed in via the sternum. These are the victuals, that is the dew, for which the rose of the heart thirsts. Now you know the process. More and more of the process is unveiled to you in a first touch. You see the path before you more and more clearly. The ignorance is increasingly nullified in you. In this way, you can quietly and with great soberness distinguish all that is of this nature, and consider how far you will be able to participate in it without your being harmed in the process of sanctification, to which you have submitted voluntarily. Sanctification means becoming whole. It means healing, and it is your vocation. Sanctification of your whole being is the purpose of the spiritual school, so it is a matter of course that the pupil, being rationally morally enabled to it, will lead a sanctified life. You can lead that sanctified life if you are continuously directed to your pupilship, for an imperishable power is within you, the seed of the living and lasting word. Therefore, it is not only desirable but also necessary that a radiating new attitude of life emanates from you, as it is a possible one. All malice and guile, all hypocrisy, envy and slander in you should be things of the past. They are the five positive expressions of a powerful self-centeredness, and they form five negative reactions to your positive state of pupilship. We must clearly realize to which we are called and enabled, and what dangers in ourselves menace these possibilities to sanctification. We are entirely prepared to be living stones, and only as living building stones can we be used in the great universal temple, in the holy priesthood of the new life state.